The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Man, I love my engineer sleep bed. Now, I would like to go back to bed this morning and let my dog out, but he came back in, thank goodness. Was a little scared, right?
I haven't had a dog run away in a long time. But yeah, I remember the feeling. It's terrible.
That's not very good.
No.
So chances are now, you know, it's going to rain later today, too.
Isn't it raining again?
Yeah, so you know what?
It's beautiful yesterday.
You could see old Mick out there, a little afternoon siesta.
A little siesta, huh?
Yeah. Si, senor.
You know what you need to do? You need to get like a little like wicker couch on your screened in.
Mm.
Get a little rain nap out there.
Talk to me.
Man, nothing better than that.
Well, there's one thing better. Engineer sleep bed.
There it is.
Mattress. There love it. We've got some friends that are going to be buying one soon. Engineer sleep bed. I've got tons of people. They keep sending it to me. How it's the best thing. I tell you what to do. I'll just send you. We'll mention this later in this segment. Someone send me a text if you got an engineer sleep bed on our text line 986-1566. Tell me what you think about it. Just unsolicited. I'm just listed one time here. What'd you think about it? We love it. Off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. I'll read the first text that comes in that if you got an engineer sleep bed and tell us what you think about it because it's really cool. 10% off when you tell me you heard about it right here. You can't beat that. 10% off. That's awesome. Telephone number 654-ROAR. This is our last phone line segment until 8:25 or an hour. Josh Williams at 7:25 NFL Draft. Bradley Leacroy 7:45 Clemson Baseball. Paul Strelo 8:05 Clemson Recruiting. William held long through the break. William, you're a patient soul, man. Thanks for hanging through that break. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Zach, Nicky, both.
We're doing good.
Man. I got something quick to say to Zach. He probably don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Had you rather feel bad for Kelly Bryant or win a national championship? You tell me.
I'd rather win a national championship, like Jake, yeah, no doubt about it.
It's like Jake Fromm. And I'd rather feel bad for Jake or win a national championship. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, there's a buzz down around the hometown that Sony may wind up in that first round. What's your opinion on that?
I've seen like 30 mock drafts. I've seen two or three with him being in there. And
right.
So,
and they say in it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Look, I think Sony is going to be a good NFL back because he catches it well. He can stretch the field. He's big enough. He's strong enough. But in the end, he's quick enough, and I think he's durable enough. He catches it well enough. I think there's a big time role for Sony Michel in the NFL. Now, first round or not?
Well,
I don't know.
Don't let his size fool you either. I've seen him. I mean, he'll knock the D-Wally out of them guys. You know what I'm saying?
He's 220
full
pounds.
Speed, fearless.
Yeah, he's a big back.
He's
220-something pounds.
Not a huge one.
Yeah.
And I know Roquan's going in the first round. No doubt about that. They're saying like number 8, number 9 overall pick.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, he's a football
I'm
gonna
take
player.
It off the air because y'all got. I know y'all got stuff to do. I'm going to take it off the air. But y'all have a good day, and I appreciate
Thank
you getting
you,
me.
Thank you, Will. Be careful on the road. Be very careful. Got some rain out there today, so be careful on that one. Both those guys will be NFL guys and be longtime NFL guys, I think. I'm waiting back, so I don't know how long NFL back is, but Roquan Smith is a football player. He has great instincts. And there's some linebackers, you can talk size, speed, all you want to. You got to have instincts to find the football. All offenses are trying to do is trying to trick you, get your eyes looking somewhere else, give you false reads, pull false reads with the guards or misdirections everywhere, and they're trying to get you looking elsewhere and trying to get you off your game. This guy has great instincts. He finds the football. I don't care what kind of athlete you are. If you don't have great instincts, natural instincts, then you're done at linebacker. We can't teach you to find the football. He finds it. And then he's got the skill to get there and the skill to make the play behind the line and all stuff like that. Look, he makes a good point. I talked to a Clemson football player yesterday. I had a long conversation with him about it. And let me be clear, man. I think Kelly Bryant needs to play quarterback. And I think Kelly Bryant needs to start the first game at quarterback. Patrick Sapp turned me on to this. You earn it on the field. He's earned that. But in the trajectory of where they're going, of what the offense looks like, this player agreed with me. The vertical passing game is key to what they're trying to do offensively. And there's no doubt that Trevor Lawrence is a special talent. All these great things that we say has zero to do with what we think about Kelly Bryant and has everything we do to do with what we think about Trevor Lawrence. It's as simple as that. Couldn't be more simple. But let me say this. This ain't Little League. You know, Zach, you hit it the nail on the head. Like, we've got to feel guilty if we say something nice about Trevor Lawrence because we're disrespecting him.
Yep.
I don't want to have to feel guilty about that.
I'm with you.
There are no statements anybody's making. When we say that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in our mind for this offense and what you want to accomplish offensively, that doesn't mean nobody said KB's a bad person. He can't play quarterback. He did great last year. He did awesome last year. He did much better than anybody would have ever expected last year. He threw the ball much better than anybody would have ever expected. Now, on the other side of it, texter said, where Ramon says KB's NFL quarterback, Ron and Anderson. We're talking about Ramon Robinson, who does a great job. Look, Ramon Robinson knows more about quarterbacks than he's forgotten more about quarterbacks than I'll ever know. He's an unbelievable quarterback coach. He's amazing. With that said, he's going to be loyal to Kelly Bryant, and he should be. And I find that commendable that he does that. I didn't like what he said about some feelings, some bad stuff we said, but you know what? He's going to be loyal to him. That's great. That said, And let's be clear, because I'm saying great things about Ramon Robinson. I don't know him, but he does an awesome job with all his quarterbacks. But Ramon Robinson doesn't decide who plays the NFL at quarterback. General managers do. And I'll ask you this, Zach. How many people in the NFL are playing right now quarterback? You watch it more than I do. That have the skill sets of Kelly Bryant. How many people playing the quarterback right now in the NFL have skill sets of Trevor Lawrence? I mean, what does the league look like? I can't help that. Right?
It's the Trevor Lawrences. It's not Kelly Bryant.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't help that. I find it commendable that you're loyal. And I think it's great. But the skill sets of quarterbacks out there in pocket presence, in advancing the ball downfield, in vertical passing threats, in the natural feel, arm strength-wise, touch-wise, you know, the ability to know when to escape the pocket, when to stay in the pocket, when to step up in the pocket, when to check down, when to force the ball a little bit. That natural feel, that's not what the kid does. He just doesn't, that's not his deal.
This whole conversation or argument, depending on how you've had in the last couple of weeks, is like an onion. The first layer.
I love onions.
The
I
don't outside
like
layer.
Like raw onions.
I cannot stand raw onions.
Really?
Cannot stand
raw onions. Oh, man, I love raw onions.
Oh, can't
the
stand
The more them. The merrier. Can I tell you a quick onion story for
By
you?
By all means.
Hold that. I go get me a Publix sub the other day.
Great sub.
Second best sub in Clemson.
I know what you think is first, but I disagree with that assessment, if you will.
All right. So I tell the girl behind the counter. She says, I get a whole boar's head roast beef like I always do.
You just go roast beef.
Yeah, sometimes I get the Italian.
See, I go turkey and roast beef.
Turkey.
Yeah.
So I get the roast beef. Whole on white. Little mayo on there. Preferably low-fat mayo if you have it. If not, I'll go the regular mayo. I got it.
I'll live a little bit.
Yeah. Give me a little tomato. I say tomato. You say tomato. That's fine. And then she says, what else you like, sir? And I said, ma'am, where are you from? She says, she's from West Virginia. I went, well, you're from the South. You probably know this. There's an official measurement for how many onions I want. And she says, how many? I went, a whole mess of them.
A whole mess of them.
Yeah. That's an official weight, whole mess.
Mm.
And so you scoop it up with your hand, and you feel, yeah, it feels like a whole mess. That's what you put, a whole mess.
I don't like it.
Really?
I can't do it.
Oh, I love it. So anyway,
I can't do it.
You peel back the onion.
The second layer of that onion is what we're talking about right now.
Right.
But the first layer, the outer layer, the layer that protects everything is the idea that what quarterback can win a national championship at Clemson.
Right.
That's the layer we keep skipping over. We keep peeling it back, trying to get to the middle of this thing. Can he win a national championship at Clemson?
I think Kelly Bryant can win the national championship at Clemson, yes.
I don't agree with that.
How do you
I
know
think
that?
There's one, maybe two quarterbacks on the roster that can do that.
You're saying that Hunter Johnson can do it.
They're not wearing number two.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say, who can he beat?
You know who he can't beat.
Alabama?
He can't beat Alabama.
You don't know that. You don't know what Alabama's going to have this year.
He can't
year.
Beat Alabama.
Now, you don't know that. Alabama might be bad this
you
year.
You and I both know.
I don't agree with that.
In January, we're going to be getting ready to play Alabama just like every other year.
Yeah. That's what they do. They play every year.
Every year.
Playoffs now.
This is a home and home.
It's on the schedule. You start printing the schedule out now. South Carolina, ACC championship game, Alabama.
Listen, we could peel it back and talk about who could be the better NFL quarterback. We could peel it back and talk about loyalty and respect. We could talk about all these things and guilt. We could peel back another layer and talk about guilt.
I don't understand that whole guilt thing.
At the end of the day, who gives you the best shot to win a national championship this season? Because make no mistake about it, that is the goal of this season. That is, if anything comes less than that.
You're telling me the guy's never played it down, he's going to win a national championship.
It's a failure of a season. You have so much coming back. You have so much talent on this team. By the coaching staff's own admission, it is one of, if not the most talented team they've ever had. Give me the guy who gives us the best shot at winning a national title. And if you can look me in the eye and tell me that's Kelly Bryant, fine. But you can't. You can't.
I can't sit here and tell you that Kelly Bryant can't win the national championship. He didn't play great against Alabama, but you don't know what Alabama's going to have. You don't know how they're going to be. You don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. Who knows if you even play Alabama? Might not play Alabama. Look, here's the thing, all right? Let's go over this right quick. And Georgia, Greg, hang on because I'm coming straight to you. Last year, what if Wisconsin beats Ohio State? Alabama's not even in it. Do you think Kelly Bryant could have beaten Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And then you play Georgia, national championship game. You think they could have beaten Kelly Bryant could have beaten Georgia?
Last year's Georgia team?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yes. So what happens this year if Alabama loses a couple of games, they don't make it. And so in the playoffs, you've got to beat Ohio State, and then you have to beat Southern Cal. Do you think you can beat them? I think Kelly Bryant can beat those two teams. Who said you're going to play Alabama for sure?
You know we're playing Alabama. Get your head out of your butt here, Plyler. You know who we're playing next offseason. You know who we're playing in the playoffs. Goodness.
Who said Clemson's going to get there?
What are you talking about? You've seen the schedule. Head should roll if we're not doing something in the postseason.
I don't know, man. I don't see how you can just sit there and say he can't beat those teams.
I'm telling you.
He didn't beat Alabama last year. I get it.
I want the better quarterback to play.
Yeah. I do, too. And I want the better quarterback to play. And you know what? Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback.
What are we talking about?
That's it. But I can't sit here and tell you that Kelly Bryant can't beat Alabama. QCT says, we know KB can't beat Alabama. He was destroyed by Bama last year. He was barely able to complete a forward pass. You have to be able to stretch the field vertically versus Bama. KB can't prove he can't do that. That was last year. And who's to say you got to beat Alabama? What happens if Alabama plays in the playoffs, but they get beat by?
Did we see his gigantic step forward in the spring game?
No.
We didn't?
No.
So what are we doing?
That's a spring game.
What about the other practices that we heard about?
Trevor Lawrence is good.
I mean,
he's so good.
It's such a delicate thing to such a delicate line to walk, and I don't know. There's no way to do without hurting somebody's feelings.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. This isn't Little League.
Yeah, I don't care about feelings anymore.
I don't care about anybody's feelings. I don't. Your feelings. Oh, I'm so hurt. You know what you got to do? You got to do like Oprah. This is your truth. Whatever your truth is, that's BS. This is facts. Let me get George and Greg from Greenwood.
Morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
You want to a bumblebee nest or a hornet's nest here? How about that?
I know. First, I got to respectfully disagree about the last year. I think Georgia was Alabama's equal. I think if Sanders doesn't underestimate Tua's abilities and plays his position like he should have, I think we might have been the national champion.
Should have been. Had it.
I think we were their equals. I agree with everything you are saying as far as when you get that far, which one's going to give you the better and maybe the only chance. Like Zach says, I kind of agree with, lean toward him. I didn't know if y'all saw Tennessee's new recruiting or new thing they have. Have y'all seen that?
What is
about,
it? I hadn't seen
They've got a picture of 90 defensive players, well, about 10 defensive players on the picture, and then list others and say, come to Tennessee if you want to be this kind of defensive player. But they're none of them are Tennessee graduates. There's Leonard Floyd and Nick Farley. They've got pictures of other players' teams where the coaches had been before. I thought that was just really weird. I didn't know if y'all had seen that.
We ran into that. Muschamp's done that at South Carolina where you're like, they're saying built by Muschamp. And it, but it was at Florida and LSU and Auburn and all that. I don't like that. Remember we had that where Jimbo Fisher did that at A&M, talked about the defensive backs, and the one defensive back at Florida State didn't like his name being used for an A&M kind of thing. And I think that the real people need to be upset are the ones that Tennessee's using your name and your likeness, and yet you don't like Tennessee. You went to Auburn, you went to Georgia or Florida State or whatever. That's not right.
It's just odd. Yeah, I didn't know if y'all had talked about that early in the week, but it is weird. But, yeah, y'all, I mean, you're going to be talking for 6 months about the quarterback issue. I can see it.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting.
A lot of fun, no doubt. We're having a good time with it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the phone call. I don't like this idea of guilt.
This is bad.
What?
This is like Hatfield and McCoy's. This is what is turning into.
I don't think the fan base is that way at all.
Oh, yeah. People will get really upset about this.
I don't see that. I think they want the best quarterback.
People want to be right. You know that.
Yeah. But I think they love Clemson football more than they love being right.
We will get torched on half the message boards after this show.
No.
The other half will love it.
No, I think that in the end,
upper management will get emails about this.
Let me say this before we get to Josh Williams. Let me say this. I have relinquished my desire to be right. I don't have to be right. I don't want to be right. When I'm right, I'm not going to embarrass you and humiliate you. And when I'm wrong, I'll freely admit that I'm wrong. I'm not trying to be right in this situation. I care more about Clemson football winning and winning at the highest level than I do about me being right about something. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody, if you get to have to be right and have to prove it, then go do Democrats, Republicans, go do pro-life, pro-choice, go do something else out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Go do DACA. Go do right Twix versus left Twix. Go do Pepsi versus Coke. I don't want to do that in Clemson football. I don't want to have to be right. I want to do what's best. All right? So, there we are with that. Make sense? You in?
I'm with you.
All right.
Big tuna.
Trail, TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006. Let Trail take care of you at Trail.com. Look, single source delivery works. Let me give you some quotes. A gentleman that has used Trail many, many times over because of some situations and some ownership stuff and some investment type stuff, and then because what Trail was doing, where they're doing it and how they're doing, they needed something done, whatever. So they went with somebody else. And when the project was completed, this gentleman called Trail up and said, I'm sorry, I will never use anyone else again. Quote, never use anyone else ever again, unquote. That'll do it for you. Over $1 billion to this region. Let me give you another quote. Will Huss, circa 2012. If the customer is not, how do you say this, man? I'm saying that. If you aren't, I'm trying to forget how he said this. Not just satisfied, but like overly satisfied. Like if you aren't completely satisfied, it's like if you aren't like just, there's a word I'm looking for.
You're crushing this library, by the way.
I know. I had it. I always talk about it all the time. They failed. Here it is. If we have exceeded your expectations, then we have failed. Not meet your expectations. If they have exceeded your expectations, they failed. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let them build your next building. It's a great friend at Trail, TREHEL.com. NFL Draft is tonight. Josh Williams is here. He will break it down for you when you return for more right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep. It's not mattress shopping. It's an experience.
American-made Windows of the Upstate wants you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made Windows of the Upstate makes it easy and affordable. Right now, get 20% off on select window lines. Call now and ask for the Tiger Special. 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Come on in. Buddy, will you turn that off?
Wow. Tent in the family room?
Yep. This little lady's trying to earn her Calico camper badge, but we can't go outside.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, they have us stuck indoors.
Well, if you want to take this camp back outside, I can use the latest science from our entomologists to help protect your yard from mosquitoes.
But do you get a badge for that?
Yep. This red one right here. Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Reese Jewelers wants to be there for you. You've got some graduation stuff coming up. A lot of you got anniversaries coming up, whether it's a diamond ring, a set of earrings, whether it's a charm maybe. For him, it's the great Swiss watches, these luxury watches Go with North America's largest family-owned jeweler. The Greenville location wins awards year after year for being the best. That's because Wally Odom has assembled this team that's ready. They won't get beat on price. They won't get beat on selection. They won't get beat on customer service or jewelry repair. It's our great friends there for the best in the market. Let them learn you, learn your families. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. It's our great friends at Reed's Jewelers. I bought Meredith's engagement ring there, and it went awesome. It couldn't be better, and it was great. Couldn't beat it. It's Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. Celebrating his basically one-year anniversary now, Josh Williams, who had, I look think back this day. We talk about teams and people nailing the draft. You nailed the draft last year, breaking it down. So let's do it again this year. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, there's a bunch of prop bets out there, combining Vegas and the NFL draft. Give me a few of these that you like. The few of these that you picked out that you kind of like a little bit as far as the prop bets go with the draft.
Yeah, I got about five or six here that my list kind of kept growing, but that I really like. The first one is Bradley Chubb under 4.5 on his draft position. Unless there is, another trade where the Browns trade back, I don't really think they are. They've accumulated enough picks here. I can't see him going past number 4. And I think the Browns would be the one actually to take him at 4. So I like that. I like that one there. Number of Alabama players taken in the first round, the number over-under is at 3.5. I think that's a pretty easy over. Minka is a lock. I think it's a safe bet that Daron Payne, Calvin Ridley, and likely Rashawn Evans probably go in the first round as well. I like the under on the total number of quarterbacks in the first round, under 5.5. I just don't see a way that Mason Rudolph gets in the first round, no matter how desperate some teams are. That'd really be a reach. I would take the over on the number of tight ends. It's only at 0.5. I think one of Hurst or Gesicki or Goddard, or maybe even two of them, go in the back half in the 20s in the first round. Also like the under 4.5 on the total number of linebackers. I really don't see another one. The only one that could possibly kind of sneak in just as a pass rush need, maybe in the back half, maybe even there at the very, very bottom with the Patriots, might be Lorenzo Carter from Georgia. But I think that's a pretty safe number there at 4. And the other one is kind of, the more I looked in it, the more I kind of like it. I like over on the number of offensive linemen, which is at 5.5. We know it's kind of a weak class for tackles, but I think there's a lot of interior linemen that are going to go on a run here in that back half of the first round. I think there's probably going to be 6 offensive linemen taken.
Give me an idea of teams most likely to trade and really cause the big uproar and all these mock drafts to go away and really upset all of that.
Number one, I think it's Buffalo. It's their likely partner, I guess, would be Denver or Indianapolis. Indy's already traded back once. They've gotten extra picks. They now have 3 picks in the second round, which is going to be really beneficial to them. I don't know that they would trade back. I think Denver's probably the more likely to trade back there, because I don't think they're going to take a quarterback. And Buffalo could jump up to 5 and get one of those quarterbacks. But there's a few others there. If the right QB falls a little bit, I could see Arizona jumping up maybe in that 9-10 range to snag that last one of those big 4. I think another couple are Seattle and Philadelphia. I think they would probably trade back to try and accumulate some picks that they lost in the second and third round to try to get some more value there, particularly, that they've made some trades. Seattle during the season last year, and Philadelphia some this offseason, that they don't have many day 2 picks. In Seattle's case, I don't think they have a second or a third, and they've got a lot of needs. And that's a pretty deep spot where you can get a lot of starters this year in the second and third rounds, and they will try to trade back. I think they could even pair with the Falcons, maybe if Falcons maybe bump up to 18 and take a defensive tackle there to assure they get one, and allow Seattle to trade back and accumulate some more.
Who could go higher than is expected at this point?
I think it's a couple offensive linemen. I think one of them is McGlinchey from Notre Dame, the tackle. It's a pretty, we were talking about, it's a pretty weak class there, but he's probably the safest bet and one that can slot in, probably start at right tackle from day one. You could even see him go as high as, depending on how the top 10 breaks, you know, it wouldn't be out of the realm for the Bears to get him at 8 or even Oakland at 10. They both need could use some offensive line help if the guy that they really want is not there. They could easily take him and go with a safer pick. The other one that's kind of popped up a lot lately is Ragnow, the interior offensive lineman from Arkansas. He's one that can kind of play center or either guard spot. I think he's going to pop up and maybe be a surprise to some and pop up there in the 20s, maybe even to Cincinnati there at 21 possibly. They definitely have a need.
All right, then, that being said, how about the top 10 or so? How's it going to shake out?
You know, it's I don't know that there's been a year in any kind of recent memory anyway where there's so much uncertainty. I mean, all these guys that have been doing mock drafts for months and months and months, they can set fire to them 5 minutes after the draft starts if the right quarterback is not taken at number one. You know what? This will be, since they moved back to Cleveland as another expansion franchise, so to speak, in 99 when they took Couch. So this will be 20 years that they've been fighting to get a quarterback. I think at the end of the day, you know, Dorsey's obviously played it pretty close to the vest. At the end of the day, I think he's probably going to take Darnold. He maybe, you know, according to some, doesn't have the highest upside that Josh Allen maybe possesses, but I think he's probably got the highest floor. He probably feels like he's got to get this right. He's been very, very tight-lipped, you know, and his coach, all headline here, you listen to him, he loves all of them. So, if you let him know, he'd probably be babbling it out. But we'll see how it goes. But I think Darnold's definitely going to go. I would put him at number one. I think the Giants are going to go running back and take Barkley, which would leave probably Mayfield to the Jets. There's just been so much smoke there so long. I think he ends up going to the Jets there at 3, and then that would put Chubb at 4. And then that's where it kind of gets interesting. If Buffalo wants to jump in there, I think Josh Allen would be the one they would prefer and maybe try to jump in there, maybe trade with Denver. So I think those teams that are 6 through 10 that obviously don't need a quarterback are going to get a lot of good value there. You get by Roquan Smith. Minkah Fitzpatrick is one that, you know, was kind of projected top 5 not that long ago, and he kind of keeps falling down just because of the sheer number of quarterbacks that go there. Those teams in that back half of the top 10, I think you're going to get some good value that don't need a quarterback.
And finally, give me a Panthers thought here. They've kind of been all over the place in the mock drafts I've seen. It seems like the Falcons are more defensive tackle oriented, unless they make a trade, defensive line oriented, interior defensive line oriented. And it seems like there's a lot more need, or not a lot of needs, a lot of different people all over the place with the Panthers.
Yeah, the Falcons, I think their number one is definitely defensive tackle. So you think they'd like to get Brian from Florida or Daron Payne from Alabama, and they might have to move up probably in front of Detroit to probably assure that. So maybe you could see them move up with Seattle, like I mentioned earlier. The Panthers, you know, it kind of, I would say they probably should take a corner. That's definitely a need there, that there has been a lot of smoke growing with a wide receiver. You've seen a lot of recent mocks lately have actually had Calvin Ridley maybe coming down to him. That was actually another prop earlier I was kind of considering it. Maybe saying DJ Moore might be the first wide receiver taken instead of Ridley. I think the Clapper with the Cowboys there probably takes a receiver at 19 to try to replace Dez. But I think it's probably going to be me, I'd like to see him draft a corner, but wide receiver is in the crosshairs there. But I wouldn't even rule out an offensive guard there as well. They need one with Norwell leaving.
Interesting stuff, man. NFL draft tonight. Can't wait to see it. Can we talk tomorrow? I want to review a little bit tomorrow and then kind of set up, kind of, I guess, reset our NFL draft stuff. Can we talk in the morning?
Yeah, sure.
See how I put you on the spot there? It's like, you can't publicly turn me down on the radio. Like, it'd be easy for me to send you a text and go, oh, no, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I ask on the radio, and there's no way you can turn me down. All right?
Yeah, I see.
Always the best, buddy. That's great stuff. Enjoy the draft tonight. And I'm sure, send me a few texts during the draft tonight because I want to see, see where we are with it. And last year, you texted me, who was going to be picked next, and you're right. So do that to me for tonight, okay?
All right, sounds good.
You're the best. That's what happened last year. He's like, okay, they did this because this is going to happen next. I'm like, what? Like, how do you know that? How do you know all that stuff? Anyway, good stuff there from Josh J-Dub. Can't beat that. Carolina Flooring Specialist. You just had someone call, Zach Gore, Mr. Ward 24, Tonto Jackaleg. You just had someone call about Carolina Flooring Specialist, and you gave him the number. Do you remember the number now that you gave it to him? Watch this. This is going to be very good. If you remember the number now, nobody knows phone numbers anymore. You just gave it to a guy. I think you remember the number.
404-8158.
Yeah!
Crushed it.
Yeah!
Crushed it.
Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. The gentleman called. What was his question on the air? What do you want to know?
He wanted to know about the business that does tiger paws on garage floors.
I love that, man. I love that, right? Get your tiger paw garage floor. And then you can do it orange with a white paw. You can do it in gray with an orange paw. You can do it white with you can do like a lighter one with like a purple paw. Look, do it, man. It's going to be awesome. They've got, matter of fact, on their website right now, look this up. All Clemson fans, look this up. Go to CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. There's an S at the end. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. And that's it. You're going to find a beautiful picture of the Clemson garage floor. A couple of them, as a matter of fact. Check that out. Call Tim today. He'll take care of you. 864-404-8158. The garage floor is awesome stuff. We'll come back. Paul Strelo at 8:05, but up next, we'll hear from Bradley Leacroy. The Tigers on a winning streak right now, and they go to the University of Virginia this weekend. We'll review the winning streak, preview the hopefully upcoming winning streak continuing in Charlottesville when you return with Bradley Leacroy after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you confused about the right steps to take to secure the proper financial plan for your future? The independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson can guide you through every step. Options for fee-based planning allow you to invest with transparency and to know where every dollar goes. We offer sound, comprehensive advice with solutions to fit any investing appetite. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Beat the heat in your car, truck, or SUV with window tinting from Garrett Wilson at TNT Solutions of Easley. Ask about the new CIR ceramic film available that blocks 85% of the heat. Tint Solutions Easley, 630-3164.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Here's the windup and the delivery.
The heart of baseball beats in Clemson. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Zero Res, Greenville.com. No harsh soaps, no harsh detergents. You're going to love Zero Res. I love them. They've been great to our home and here at WCCP. You know, they have insanely clean carpets is their new trademark stuff with this powered water. You're going to love powered water. No soap, no chemicals, no residue, no none of that harsh soil-attracting stuff. Surfaces dry twice as fast. And you're going to love the free other special right now. Three rooms, $129. Get a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Spring is here, finally. Let them take care of you. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, the right way to clean, the safest way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Bradley LeCroy joins us, Clemson baseball program. Good morning, Coach LeCroy. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. You know, this is baseball's a long season. There's ups and there's downs, there's highs and there's lows, and your winning streaks are awesome to see. This time last week there was some concern. This time this week, 5-game winning streak, man. Can you see it like in the clubhouse, on the bus on the way home? I mean, what's it like psychologically, the emotions, like these young kids with their chest stuck out a little bit after a 5-game winning streak compared to maybe what you're facing losing like 4 out of 5 before last week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a different, you know, different mood around the clubhouse and on the bus. And we talk to them all the time. I mean, it's a long season, and no matter how good you are, at some point in the season, you're going to go through, you know, a tough stretch. And obviously, you know, last week, you know, we went through a tough stretch with Miami and Georgia. But it showed what our guys are made of, you know, going up to Wake Forest and facing three really, really good arms, especially Griffin Roberts on Friday night, who guy's going to be a first rounder here, you know, in a month or so in the draft, and just competing. We competed, especially on offense this past weekend, as well as we've competed all year. You know, got behind a couple times, came back, you know, got out to a lead, let them come back a little bit, and we expanded the lead. And then we had, you know, two midweek games. Double midweeks are tough. Because you know you're going to have to score some runs because your pitching depth is going to be down. And then also we had some guys in the bullpen that, you know, we were trying not to use on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we accomplished that by, you know, having a big win last night. So, you know, we're feeling good right now. Obviously, in the ACC, it never stops. So we got to get on the bus today and head up to Charlottesville and get ready for a tough weekend.
I thought, you know, there's some folks who try to say maybe that Miami game might define the season, and I didn't think that it would. On a much more positive note, I thought Friday night's game, man, you're up and then you're down. It was a seesaw battle at 5-5, the eighth inning, the two bombs. And now on TV, they looked like they were really bombs. How long were Davidson and Williams' home runs? And B, what did that do to the ball club to really set the tone for the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it just gave us all the confidence in the world because obviously, you know, we know our three best hitters are Logan, Chris Williams, and Seth Beer.
And when those guys are going, you know, we're tough to beat. And for Logan and Chris to step up there and hit those two home runs and get us the lead, and then our bullpen to do what they've been doing all year and shut it down, you know, it was huge for us going into Saturday and Sunday. You know, both of them were legit bombs. I mean, Wake Forest is kind of a hitter's ballpark, but I, you know, both of them were over 400 feet to left field. Both those guys have legit power, and they showed it off that night.
All right, the other part of Friday night was that Strider and Miller were phenomenal. And Miller, I don't know if I've seen Miller's ball move like that. He had maybe his best stuff of the year. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, he was really good. I mean, he's been good the two times before that. He has been outstanding. But Friday night, he had it locked in. And we felt so good with him that, you know, we just let him ride it. We let him close the game out instead of bringing Riley in, who closed the next 2 days out. But his arm was feeling good. You know, they were taking uncomfortable swings against him. So we wanted to ride that hot hand. And what he and Strider did, you know, Jacob Hennessy's been great for us all year. You know, that was his, really his first bad start. And we had to get him out of the game. And, you know, luckily, you know, fortunately for us, we brought Strider in there, and he kind of put the fire out and gave us a chance to keep having good at bats and come back and tie that thing up. And then, once we tied it up and we took the lead, you know, he and Ryan Miller shut the door. And both those guys have been great out of the bullpen. Our bullpen's been great all year, and I think that's one of the reasons, you know, we're 31-11.
All right, I was riding an emotional roller coaster on Saturday's game because you get down, you fight back. And then in the eighth inning, man, you get a beard double. And I'm thinking all the time about hit-tailing guys. You hit behind the runners, and Williams hits to the left side of the infield, and then Bird hits to the left side of the infield. And, man, here comes Wilkie, who's had this unbelievable run now. He's one of the toughest kids you've got. Talk to me about his double and really the game winner, maybe the biggest hit of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Seth, that was a hustle double. They were playing the shift on him in the outfield, and he hit a ball at the middle, and the center fielder kind of went after it a little slow, and Seth read it and you know, worked hard to get to second base. And then, you know, a lot of people made a bunt there. We had the best RBI guy, Chris Williams, in a hitter's ballpark. You know, sometimes you're thinking one run might not be enough. And you had two guys with some power coming up with him and Bird. Maybe they could run a ball in the gap or run a ball out of the yard. Obviously, they didn't, you know, come through. But then Kyle Wilkie came up, and, you know, what he does is he brings competitiveness and toughness to the yard every day. He catches almost every single inning for us. He struggled at the beginning of the season offensively. He had a good fall for us, made some adjustments, and he just continued to work And as you can see, I mean, he keeps creeping up that lineup. And he's our leading hitter with runners in scoring position, almost over 400. And his RBIs keep, you know, keep tallying up. But he's every time he gets in the box, he's got confidence, and we know he's going to give his best at bat because he's a competitor. And good things happen to people like that. And we're so proud of what Wilk's done, and he continues to swing a hot bat.
Home run, two more hits, three more RBIs. I thought he was one of the keys on Sunday. The ball's flying out of the ballpark on Sunday. Talk to me about the 9-4 win and complete the sweep. It's hard to complete a sweep on the road, but you guys were able to pull that off on Sunday.
Yeah, anytime you go on the road and get a sweep in this conference, it doesn't matter who you play. And, you know, it was the first time Wake Forest had lost a home series since 2016. So that was key for us. And, you know, Higgy went out and gave us a good start. He only went five. He was a little tired because the week before against Miami, you know, he threw close to 120 pitches, his longest outing of the year. So he's a little tired. And so we got him out of the game. The bullpen came in and did what they do. And we had some key hits, you know, with the home runs, and we played really good defense. And the whole key of the whole weekend is we knew their three starters were really good and their closer was really good. So we were trying to keep the ball out of their closer's hand. And we were able to accomplish that, you know, a couple times on the weekend, you know, and our hitters came through. So it was a great weekend for us, got us right back where we wanted to in the conference race. And, you know, we'll go to Charlottesville this weekend and try to keep on plugging.
No doubt. All right, Kennesaw State, that's a good club. You jump out to a big lead and nice for a first inning. Again, Wilkie home run, Davidson a home run. And it looks like the same kind of the same thing with Strider and Miller. You pair those guys together. Give us an idea of what you thought of a really good win. I thought maybe one of the most solid wins you've had against Kennesaw State.
Yeah, they're a good club. I mean, they're at the top of the conference, and they're in the Atlantic Sun. You know, they're going to make a push to win that conference tournament and be in a regional. They were a very offensive club coming into the game. And our guys, Strider and Miller, did did a great job. Weatherly had a really good start the first two innings, and then kind of lost his command, and he's he just ran out of gas. He hadn't thrown in a while, and we got to continue to run him out there because he's going to be special. I mean, he's going to be special a couple years once he figures things out and he gets a little bit stronger. But then Strider and Miller came in, and you know, these guys' fastballs, you know, whether the gun's right on the board, we got the track man, these guys' fastballs right now are, you know, 92 to 95, and it's playing up. And a lot of teams they don't see that velo. So those guys can dominate some lineups. And we saw the bats well. They threw a lot of different arms at us, so it was good to be able to have to make adjustments every inning. But it was a good win for us non-conference for sure.
All right, different lineup last night against Presbyterian, giving a bunch of different guys a chance. Sam Hall, first start, and gets a couple hits out there. And also we saw a couple of arms they want to get to see a whole lot of, at least your thoughts on 12 hits and 14 runs, and really nice to see the ball flying out of the ballpark again and 12 more hits.
Yeah, it was a good night for us. Obviously, we had a couple guys banged up. Kier had a little bit of an oblique strain. And Cromwell hurt his groin Tuesday night on a slide in at second base. So we didn't want to push it. Sam Hall's a freshman for us. We think it's going to be really good. We just hadn't had an opportunity to play him. This guy's a highly recruited, you know, prospect out of North Carolina. He was a Team USA guy. And he comes to the ballpark every day and works extremely hard. So we wanted to give him a chance. And you know, he produced, had a couple of hits, hit another ball really hard. Played really good defense at third base and had a walk. And then we stuck him in the outfield a little bit because he can play all over the field. But it was good to get a lot of guys in there last night that, you know, a lot don't have an opportunity to play a lot. And they work extremely hard at practice every day, and they deserve it. And we got to run a couple arms out there. Matt Clark, who's coming off an injury, looked really, really good. You know, we need to get him going to be that lefty out of the bullpen for us. So, overall, it was exactly what we wanted. We want to get a lot of guys in the game and have a good win, have some confidence going up to Charlottesville, and it worked out great.
This is usually – Charlottesville is usually one of the best teams in the country and national champion contender. This team's a little bit different, 24-17, 9-12 in the league, but they have won series in two of the last three weekends against Virginia Tech and then Louisville last weekend. What kind of club will you face up in Charlottesville?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're not having the season they usually have. They've had some, you know, some serious injuries. They lost their 3 and 4 hole hitters at the beginning of the season. Simmons is out for the entire year with a shoulder injury. McCarthy, who's, you know, going to be a second or third rounder here in a couple, you know, here in a month in the draft. I guess he could be back this weekend for our series. They've got a really good left-handed pitcher that goes on Saturdays for them, and Daniel Lynch, who's going to be a high draft pick. Who pitched twice against us last year and had our number, to be honest with you. It's going to be a tough place to play. They're having their spring football weekend this weekend on Saturday, so it's going to be huge crowds. Looking forward to going up there. They just did a $16 million renovation to their stadium, you know, to see what they did and see the atmosphere in the ballpark. And they're fighting for their lives. I mean, they're on the bubble right now to get the NCAA tournament. So, every weekend is huge for them. So we're going to get their best shot. We know we got to go up there and play well. But our guys will be up to the challenge, and we're excited about it.
You know, let's be clear about something. Is a guy's got a chance to play or not, he'll play against you guys. Like Wake Forest guys hadn't played the whole year, and all of a sudden, you know, been suspended. They're going to come back against you guys. So expect that for sure. Coach, great luck this week. Oh, one other quick thing. You mentioned the injuries. Some couple of guys banged up. Is that going to be lingering? Will we see any effects as far as I'm trying to think. I know Meredith, and then who's our other infielder? Who's the other one?
Cromwell.
Are those guys with lingering effects going into Charlottesville?
I think Cromwell will be fine. You know, with an oblique with Kier, it's one of those things that you got to be 100% where it's good to go. If not, you keep tweaking it. We'll see. I would say that he definitely would probably be out tomorrow. And then we'll just evaluate the weekend. I mean, the biggest thing is we want to have him healthy, you know, for the stretch run in the postseason. So we'll see how he feels, and we'll go from there.
Great luck this weekend, man. Safe trip. Let's talk next week. We've got exam week, and then we've got a big weekend series coming up the following week. So let's talk about it. Why don't you guys take care of the Cavaliers this weekend?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's our good friend Bradley LeCroy. Tigers with a big, huge, when I say huge, I mean huge weekend series this weekend. They took care of Wake Forest, and now they can do the same and continue to climb. And who knows, man? I told you, NC State's got a little tougher deal coming down the stretch than Clemson does. And the Tigers, with exams next week, then Florida State coming to town, then only Pittsburgh left. This ACC season's winding down. There's three ACC regular season series left. So nitty gritty. I have projections we could talk about in the next hour of NCAA tournament projections and seedings and hostings and things like that. We can get into that in our next hour. They want to talk about it with him because they're focused on this weekend. Paul Strelo is going to join us. We had a commitment since we last talked and a potential commitment tomorrow. We'll get Paul Strelo's thoughts on that when you return for hour number 3 of the Mickey Plata Show with Zach Gilmore after this.